أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القران للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القران وعلمه. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ان الله يأمركم ان تؤدوا الامانات الى اهلها وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jum'ah and to ponder upon some of the ayat of Quran and take some lessons and improve our lives and approaches towards the best of characters. So the main objective of Friday to have some reminders. The compulsory part, Alhamdulillah, we have completed of Jum'ah to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send durud as salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So the way we started, we have completed that compulsory part of Friday prayer, Alhamdulillah. So now today's topic is the trust and trustworthiness, the best characteristics. So the topic is trust. So inshallah, the ayah which I recited, let me translate. Surely Allah commands you to return that which had been entrusted to you to the rightful owner, and that when you judge between people, you judge with justice. Surely Allah admonishes you with what is excellent. Surely Allah is seeing and all hearing. So we will learn the importance of trust in our daily life, and according to Quran and Sunnah, the importance of it, the way Quran mentions and the way Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wa sallam mentioned in hadith. And then we will see how it is in action in our daily life and the importance of it. Everywhere trust is required in our daily life. So that's the topic, inshallah. So there are so many in our daily life, in daily routines, there are so many matters, so many transactions, so many dealings with people where trust is required. If you can imagine, if there is no trust in our society, then how it would look like? Nobody will trust. There are no people who you trust. Then you cannot do transaction. You cannot deal. You cannot do anything. So there is a trust. So when let's say someone gave us some task, he trusts upon us, and he expects us to complete that task. So that's actually very, very important character, and this is the very most important character one can have. That's why we call it best of characters. So we will see, inshallah, one by one, how Quran shows the importance of trust and trustworthiness. So the first ayah which I said, the part of this is Inna Allaha ni'imma ya'idukum bih. This is amazing, the excellent advice from Allah. When Allah talk about trust, to give where it belongs to the rightful people, then at the end Allah says, the excellent advice from Allah. So this is amazing. You know, if you see the advice which Allah is giving is what? Trust. The trust which you need to give back where it belongs and to the rightful people. So that's actually the importance of this. Allah says this is the excellent advice from Allah. So Allah is also saying, Inna Allah ni'imma ya'idhukum bi. This is the best advice, excellent advice which Allah is giving you to establish a trust, the character of trustworthiness in yourself. So that's actually the first thing, and we started with this ayah as well. And when there is a situation where you need to judge between two people, look at when you, let's say we have one qazi or judge whose responsibility is to give, you know, justice to the people, then how much trust you need upon that person? Everything is upon that person. You need to have trust upon him. He will do, you know, the decision based on justice. So that's amazing. It also requires trust. So two points Allah mentioned. So the amanat, you know, the trust which we are talking about here is amanat, amana. You know the word ameen. That's actually trustworthiness. So we will talk about Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. His one of his laqab title was, which was given to him, was Ameen, Sadiqul Ameen. So we will see that as well, inshallah. So this is what we learned from first part. This is the excellent advice which Allah is giving us to have trust and to establish the trustworthiness in our character. So this is called, in other words, credibility. You know, when you deal with people, you know how credibility is very important. Any businesses, any employee, everybody need that credibility. How you deal with people, it establishes some credibility. And then, you know, all the businesses flourish based on credibility. So that's actually very important. Even in restaurant business, you know, every restaurant which we have around us, they create some credibility around us. People trust. People, when they walk in, they trust upon the services which they receive from that restaurant, the food they eat, they trust. You know, you go to any halal restaurant, you trust. How you will check if they are, you know, halal or not? It's only trust which actually allows you to eat. It's amazing. You know, trust is very important in our life. So that's the topic, inshallah. So the another place Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَادِهِمْ رَعُونَ, and those who are faithful to their trust and their promises. So this is an ayah from Surah Ma'arij where Allah talk about the qualities of believers. So one by one, so many qualities. One of them is this. Those who faithful to their trust and their promises, those who fulfill their promises. So this is amazing. The second part, like indicator of faith. So there is one hadith, La imana liman la amanata lah. There is no faith if the person is not honest. There is no iman for the dishonest person. So that's actually the mafhum of the hadith. And this is the indicator of faith in someone. And then, you know, there is another trust which we have to have in our daily life, which is the hadith mentioned, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. You know, when we deal, you know, when we walk into any place, we trust each other. That we are safe from other Muslim brother. So this is the quality of a Muslim. They feel safe when they deal with Muslim. Because of their tongue and their hands, they feel safe. They need to feel safe actually. That's the quality of a Muslim. So the indicator of faith and iman and belief is actually faith. And there is a mashur, you know, famous hadith which says the three signs of hypocrites. So now if you see these three signs of hypocrites, you will see how important trust is. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ayatul Munafiqi Salathun, three. First, Idha Hadatha Kadaba. When he speaks lies. So the first sign of a hypocrite. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, when he promises, he breaks the promises. And the third one, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, and when he is entrusted, he betrays his trust. He does not fulfill the trust. When anybody give him imana, he does not fulfill the trust. So the three signs of hypocrites, munafiq, is all about trust. When they speak lies. When they promise, they don't fulfill the promise. When anybody give amana to them, they don't return them, they don't fulfill them. So this is a very important quality, like trust to have in ourselves. It's all about our belief, and believers should have that quality of trustworthiness. We should have our credibility when we deal with people, when we have transactions, when we have any matters in our daily life. We have to have trust in our transactions and our matters. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of his trustworthiness, he was given two beautiful laqab, as-sadiq wal-ameen. So the first one is truthfulness. The second one is trustworthiness. So both are about your quality of trust. And who is the true believers? When he speak the truth. So the Sadiqul Amin was given to him. And in Quran says, Allah says about Prophet, Inni lakum Rasulun Amin, I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust. Amin, Rasulun Amin. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most trustworthy person on this earth. And now, not only Prophet, the people, the companions around Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also trustworthy people. So there is one beautiful hadith where Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam talk about one of the famous companion, Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah. His laqab was Aminul Ummat. Aminul Ummat, the most trustworthy person of the Ummat. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi gave him this laqab. Who was the most trustworthy person? He gave him that laqab. So what is it? The most trust of the the man of trust of the Ummah. The trustworthiness was also the main attribute of the companions. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported from sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for every Ummah there is a man of trust, and the man of trust of this Ummah is Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah. So there is one occasion, some people came and asked Prophet, give us a person who is the most trustful person, trustworthy person in among you. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says this hadith, and Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah was selected for that task. And Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah was out of those 10 people who were promised Jannah in their life. You know, Ashra Mubashara. So after 4 Khulafa Rashidin, the 5th one is Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah. So he is the greatest sahabi, companion, alhamdulillah. So now we have established the importance of trust and trustworthiness, the attribute of trustworthiness in our life. Now we will talk about how trust is in action in our life. So that's the topic now. So there is one hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the son of Adam will not be dismissed from his Lord on the day of resurrection until he is questioned about 5 issues. His life, and how he lived it. You know, the life which is given to us is a trust from Allah. And how we live our life, this is also trust. The trust between Allah and us. So how we need to live, so Allah will question about it. The second one, and his youth and how he used it. So the very, you know, in our stages of our life, the most important age is our youth. So Allah will ask a question about our youth. Like, how did you spend your jawani, your youth, when you were young? And his wealth, and how he earned it, and how he spent it. Like, halal way. Halal way to earn, and halal way to spend. So that's actually the hadith which is establishing the importance of trust in our daily life. And the last one is, and the knowledge he act upon it. Like, how you act upon your knowledge which you gain from any, you know, course or any Quran, hadith, when we acquired the knowledge, how we act upon it. So we have the importance of trust is everywhere in our life. So our life is a trust between Allah and us. So Allah will question, how did you live your life? Worship, you know, when we worship, this is the trust between Allah. Like, we need to worship the most, you know, the beautiful way. When we worship, when we perform salah, the best way we need to perform salah. When we fast, the best way we need to fast. When we perform hajj, the best way we need to perform hajj. So this is another trust. And then, you know, Allah, alhamdulillah, gave us so much blessings. So all the blessings are actually trust. Allah will question about all those blessings. The most important blessing is children in our lives. You know, parents, the children which are given to us are trust. This is the trust between parents and children. We need to teach them the best education. We need to make sure they are grown up according to Islamic teachings. So this is very important. And the wealth, the way we earn and the way we spend. And the job, you know, the most important part in our life, where we work. When we are at job, there is a trust between employee and employer. So we need to fulfill that trust. We need to perform our duties, our responsibilities at the best, you know, best form. So that's actually the importance of trust. Neighborhood. The neighborhood, you know, when we move in a neighborhood, you know, we trust our neighbors. And we need, Muslims have so much importance about neighbors. In our hadith mentioned so much, you know, importance of neighborhood. So neighbors, we need to deal with neighbors beautifully, you know, nicely. So that's actually the important. This is all about trust. We need to establish the best environment around us. And family relationship, you know, which is called Sila Rahmi. We need to fulfill our responsibility. There is a trust between when we are brothers and we have sisters. There is a trust. We need to pay that where it belongs. We need to deal with our sisters, brother, beautifully. And we need to pay our rights towards when they are in need. We need to help them. The knowledge, we talk about it. And this earth, the most important, the takeaway message could be from this, the earth. You know, this beautiful globe which is given to us. We are trusty on this earth. You know, we need to avoid pollution. You know, nowadays, this is the month of July. There is one organization called plasticfreejuly.org. You know, how much the environment is the major issue nowadays. You heard about it a lot of time. You know, even Canada's garbage was returned from so many, two countries. You definitely heard that news. Canada sent the recycling stuff, and the Philippines even sent back our tons of garbage back to Canada, because this is becoming a global issue, the recycling stuff, waste diversion. So we need to avoid a single use of plastic in our life. So this month, Plastic Free July, if you pledge all of us, if we pledge and reduce the single use plastic, it will definitely improve and help clean our oceans as well, because the plastic end up into the oceans, which kills fishes, birds, and all the sea life. So if you are interested, check out plasticfreejuly.org. You will learn amazing thing from it. And inshallah, if you pledge it, if we are trusty, we need to give this earth clean to the next generation. If we pollute this earth, we will not hand over this globe to our new generations, upcoming generation clean. Because we are polluting, we are making a mess in this world. So that's actually a very important aspect. And keeping secrets of others. This is also trust. When someone gives you secrets, we need to keep those secrets as a secret and don't share with everybody on social media and whatsoever. So this is actually the all about trust. So today's topic was trust. Alhamdulillah, we established the importance of trust, and then we see how we can have trust and how we can implement this trust in our daily life. So many occasions, so many transactions. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us, you know, enable us to follow up on all this teaching. First, I should be able to follow up on all this teaching which I am standing and saying all of you. And then may Allah make whatever I said means of reminders and nasiha for all of you. So this is the alhamdulillah and وآخر دعانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.